Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 16th, 2026, through Friday, February 20th, 2026. Monday, February 16th, 2026. Kingston, North Carolina woman sentenced to 6 years in federal prison and ordered to repay over $15 million in restitution for healthcare fraud. Francine Sims Super pleaded guilty to a healthcare fraud conspiracy, which included making and receiving illegal payments, making and using materially false documents, and failing to file a tax return. According to court documents and other information presented in court, Super worked as an office manager of LifeTouch LLC, a substance abuse treatment company based in Kingston and Goldsboro. Super and others paid more than $1 million in kickbacks to patients in the form of gift cards to induce patients to register for services. Over 4 years, Super and other LifeTouch LLC employees and agents paid patients based on the number of days per week that the patients showed up to receive services. To try and hide her scheme, Super created false documents intended to deceive Medicaid auditors. The gift card inducements resulted in more than $12 million in payments from Medicaid to LifeTouch LLC. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Tuesday, February 17, 2026. Revere, Massachusetts man sentenced to 15 years in prison for role in international money laundering organization. Jason Hunter has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for laundering hundreds of thousands of dollars in drug proceeds for drug suppliers based in Central and or South America and for possessing over 17 kilograms of various controlled substances. Hunter was sentenced to 15 years in prison to be followed by 5 years of supervised release. According to court documents, law enforcement received information about large-scale international money laundering organizations that used money brokers in Colombia as liaisons between drug suppliers based in Central and or South America and their drug customers in the United States. The money brokers arranged contracts with U.S.-based money launderers to conduct pickups of drug proceeds on behalf of the drug suppliers in Latin America. As part of the investigation, undercover investigators posing as money launderers conducted controlled pickups in connection with contracts offered by the money brokers in cities throughout the United States, including Boston. Over the course of the investigation, Hunter delivered drug proceeds to undercover investigators on multiple occasions, including on February 2024, when he delivered $140,000 of bulk cash drug proceeds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, February 18, 2026. Southern Utah man sentenced to 3 years in prison for wire fraud that cost investors millions of dollars. Brian Gary Sewell was sentenced to 36 months imprisonment, followed by 36 months of supervised release after he pleaded guilty to wire fraud that cost investors over $2.9 million. Additionally, in a separate case, Sewell admitted that he operated an unlicensed money transmitting business where bulk cash was converted into cryptocurrency. In that case, he was also sentenced to 36 months imprisonment and 36 months of supervised release. According to court documents and admissions made at Sewell's change of plea and sentencing hearings, Sewell participated in a scheme from December 2017 to April 2024 in Utah and elsewhere to defraud others by obtaining victims' money and cryptocurrency. Sewell obtained money from at least 17 investors by lying about his experience, education, and ability to generate large returns. As a result, Sowell's fraudulent behavior led to him obtaining over $2.9 million. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, February 19, 2026. New York man sentenced to prison for bank fraud and identity theft in connection with stolen $810,000 tax refund check. Stephen Ware was sentenced for a scheme to steal an $810,000 tax refund by impersonating a corporate executive in Connecticut. He was sentenced to 40 months in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. Ware was also ordered to pay $322,436.28 in restitution. In July 2025, Ware pleaded guilty to one count of bank fraud and two counts of aggravated identity theft. In December 2023, Ware opened bank accounts in the name of a Connecticut investment company and one of its executives at a credit union in Tinsborough, Massachusetts. When opening the account, Ware identified himself as the executive using the executive's full name, date of birth, social security number, and other documents. Shortly after opening the account, Ware returned to the credit union pretending to be the executive and deposited a United States Treasury check payable to the company and the executive for $810,337. Once the check cleared, a debit card was used to withdraw money from the account to buy goods from various retailers in New York, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Friday, February 20th, 2026. 2-year prison sentence for a woman who laundered over $20 million. Ru Fang Yu was sentenced to 2 years in prison for her involvement in a Chinese money laundering scheme. According to court documents, Yu laundered $20 million in proceeds from drug trafficking. Yu accepted large amounts of cash from co-conspirators involved in the laundering of drug proceeds, including the sale of heroin and cocaine, by a drug trafficking organization in the United States linked to a Mexican cartel. Yu used her position as an accountant at an airline ticket consolidator in Flushing, Queens, to launder these proceeds through her employer's bank accounts. This complex scheme used trade-based money laundering to conceal drug proceeds through business transactions ostensibly made to purchase airline tickets. Ultimately, Yu and the co-conspirators facilitated the laundering of these funds to accounts controlled by co-conspirators in the United States and China. In August 2025, Yu pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit concealment money laundering. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2026. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $155. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.